Welcome once again to Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down those soulful sounds. I feel certain that you're out there getting down. I can just feel it in my bones. And if you have something you'd like to hear, you could get in touch with me a variety of ways. One of those ways would be to send me a message on Facebook. You can look for and like our page, Upfront Soul. And we'll keep you updated on all of the news in funk, soul, and jazz. We've got more great funk, soul, and jazz coming up for you in this hour, and also an interview with poet and publisher Jessica Kerr Moore. Let's hear from her new album, Black Tea, The Legend of Jesse James, You Want Poems. This one features Jose James and Roy Ayers.
When you are brown, when you are brave, when you walk over glass like water, when you know your eyes are borrowed like time, when you peel off your skin for the very first time. Fear is never in style in the Mecca of the blue. Fear never lives in the gut of the new. You want homes, and I just want to build my home. You want homes, and I just want love in my hands. You want homes, and I'm not interested in fans. You love me inside my magic, and I just want you to see you already had it. It is in the telling when someone asks. It is the way he holds the glass, licks the surface, examines without touching. It is the way our energy takes over rooms. It is the subtle conversation. It is the freedom of emancipated language. It is the words scribbled inside my skin. It is the curve of the line, the beauty of the lie. Stories passed down through generations of pain and pride. Ocean and tide. Water remembers. Water returns. African mermaids blending with dark sand. It is the danger of the dance. The upright part of the bass, the dice roll drum, the cymbal tease, the last laugh, the addiction to this moment. Where else do I put it? Don't know where to put it. Place it, bury it deep in my chest, back of my throat. Where should I hide it on this stage? Should I give it to you? Here is my honesty, my work undressed. Legs stretched across piano, traded like cattle, raped like animal, left for dead, sucked dry from inspiration. In love with the idea of living long enough to simply write about it. Push it out my body and watch my son slowly grow into it. You said you want a poem. Now what you gonna do with it? Huh? Etta, Abby, Whitney, Billy, Nina, Phyllis. How much time you got? I'm a body of clocks. I'm the master of mics. I'm the metaphor for survival. I'm the goal they use to build their churches. A beautiful idea to flirt with, but who should I marry? the moonlight, the sunrise, the white dove, the wolf, an eastern wind, this music of prayer. How many babies we gonna make inside a song? Which revolution, which nation shall we rule? The island of the spirit world, the beauty of the believers, the carpenters, the men who build the dreamer, placed you on the front line of their planet. One day, the stars will line up between breath and ink and voice, between reality and choice.
Jessica Kerr Moore. Jessica is the youngest poet featured in Prentice Hall's anthology of African American women's literature alongside Zora Neale Hurston, Maya Angelou, Octavia Butler, and Alice Walker. Thank you so much for joining us here on Upfront Soul, Jessica Kerr Moore.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great. Could you tell us a little bit about your new album, Black Tea, the Legend of Jesse James?
Yeah, Black Tea is a long time coming for me. I've been working with poetry and music for a long time, really trying to find the balance, the sonic balance between my voice and my recording. And I experimented a lot with rock and roll, punk rock, drum and bass, jungle, when I was in New York City. And putting my work over hip hop beats and just trying to find the right balance in it all. And I hooked up and I moved back to Detroit after being gone for 12 years, living in Brooklyn and Harlem, and 7 years in Atlanta, Georgia. Went home and connected with musicians in Detroit. And John Dixon is an amazing pianist who plays with Timeline, which is a electric jazz kind of techno thing that he does with Mike Banks out of Detroit. So I connected with the Detroit techno community in Detroit, and John was one of those people. And we sat down together, and he listened to my voice and wrote the chords around the words. And it made me slow down a bit. You know, I slowed my work. If people were familiar with my work, they're used to it being pretty rapid fire. And so I slowed my voice down and my pacing down so that I could just tell the story in a different way and in a more mature way, I think. And so, yeah, Black Tea, the Legend of Jesse James is a culmination of that coming together. It's a quartet. It's recorded live in Detroit at the Detroit Techno Museum. So it was recorded in a very historic place in Detroit. And I recorded it, you know, like Motown style, like the band was right in the other room and I was just inside a booth. And we did it, most of them, in like a few takes, maybe one take on some of the songs. And a couple of the songs were produced later when I connected with Talib and decided that we would do the record on his label. We've added a couple more songs, one in particular, Catch Him If You Can, that he sent from one of his producers that he works with, and ended up being a really great song on the album. So, yeah, I'm excited. It's like the best thing I've ever done with my voice. I recorded with other people a lot, you know, with Antonio Hart on Here I Stand many years ago for Impulse, and on Nas's Nostradamus in 1999. And I've never really liked what anyone ever did with my voice. And I never even liked what I was doing with it. When I started to record my rock and roll album in Detroit, I didn't like the way it was sounding. And it made me stop. And and really think about what I wanted to do. So I think I did what I was supposed to do with this one, and I'm excited about it.
Well, it sounds great. I've really enjoyed listening to it, and I'm excited to spin it for my listeners. And
thank you. Yay!
I have to ask, what is it like working with Roy Ayers? He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Roy. I've known Roy Ayers since, I don't know, I was very young. I've been performing with him live since the 90s. I did a lot of gigs with him at SOBs, and there's never been a time when I was ever, once he was aware of who I was and knew my work, anytime I was in an audience, Roy always brought me on stage with him at some point to read a poem with him live while he was on Vibes. And so it was something that we kind of just always did. And it's like, oh, Jessica's here, okay, I'm going to bring you on. And then a couple of his SOB gigs we did together. And this was, I was very young, you know, I was in my early 20s. And so I've known him for such a long time. And so when I realized that this project was like a jazz soul sounding project, I was like, I can't do this without Roy Ayers on the record somewhere. And so I just reached out to him. I had his number. We did a couple gigs recently back to back over the years in Kansas City at the American Jazz Museum. And we also performed together then as well. And so, and I called him, and he said yes before I could even get it all the way out of my mouth. You know, he was like, I'll be on your record. Just send it to me. Okay. You know, and I can't afford, you know, Roy Ayers. I was at that point, I hadn't even hooked up with Talib yet. I was, you know, recording it based on just a small Kickstarter, you know, some fundraising. I'd done a Kickstarter just to do the album on my own. And, you know, paid the musicians out of my pocket and just got it done. And so I couldn't afford Roy. And so I've been saying this thing, you know, about rich, about what, you know, defining rich. And, you know, rich is your relationship. So that I could call Roy Ayers and ask him to do that and him to quickly say yes was a real big blessing for me. And so he's playing Vibes on You Want Poems. And Jose James, who's a good friend of mine, who's on Blue Note Records now, but was not on Blue Note. He was... hadn't quite gotten his deal yet when we met. And so when I saw Jose live, it really inspired me because I'd heard of Gregory Porter. When I saw Jose, it really reminded me of myself. And he's very poetic and hip hop at the same time. And his approach on the mic with his really deep jazz voice, I was like, you know, I need to approach the mic differently. And that's not easy for artists to do. You know, I'm just used to just getting on the mic and just going like 700 miles per hour. And, you know, doing all these verbal things, you know, with poetry and tricks and being able to say, ooh, I can do that. And so I had to step back away from the mic a little bit. And I paid attention to a couple of other people and what they were doing musically. And it helped me write this album. So, yeah, Roy is a gift. He's a gift. And I hope to see him soon so I can put this vinyl record in his hand.
That's great. You've talked a little bit about this. How is it different to be writing poetry to set to music as opposed to poetry for the page or for other performance?
Well, what's beautiful about this album and why I think it actually works is that the music was written to my words. So these are just poems, like Poem Before Under the World and You Want Poems. These were poems that I wrote. They were literally written for the page first. And then I read them out loud to John, and he listened, and he wrote the piano chords right there in the studio. That's the way we did this album. I'd read the poems, and then we come up with the, you know, because the thing is, with poetry, the music's already in the lyrics. So if you just listen to the poem, the musicality of the lyrics is already there. Like for Walking at 158th Street, that's a poem from my second book. I've been performing that poem forever, and I was doing, you know, little brown lady with brown eyes, little brown lady with brown eyes. Like that's, I wrote that melody. The melody was in the poem already. So the trumpet player is playing what my poem wrote already. So it's na 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 na. The poem was already, my voice was already doing that. And so it's just taking a musician being smart enough to actually listen to the poet or the MC or the vocalist. And I did the opposite, funny enough, on Catch Me If You Can, though, when Talib sent me that track, I heard the trumpets, and I wrote exactly to the trumpets. Huh. And that's the way, you know, that, you know, they be wondering and wondering, y'all, I know that they do. You know, I was just writing the words exactly, hearing the trumpet and putting words next to the sound. And so that's, to me, the way it works. It either has to be, I'm writing specifically, and I like the horns, and I love that. And so... I feel like that's a voice too, and so I was able to like connect with the trumpets on that track, which is kind of the only reason why I really like the track, because I don't like writing the tracks. And so when Tyler sent it to me, I was like, write to a track? I don't want to do that. And I'm glad that I did it. It's a good writing exercise for me. But I do prefer the producers to write around my work. So the writing has to be good first, for sure. And then the music is the thing that, you know, accentuates it and takes it to another place.
Where does your inspiration come from for your writing?
Oh, my God. So, I don't know. I write about everything. It depends on what I'm going through. You know, I have to be moved by something. You know, it's funny because I was joking with Donna, who's here at Javoti, about people asking me to write things, like, you know, when I'm being asked to write, if you know, want me to write an elephant poem, you know, I can't just write an elephant poem, you know, I have to be inspired in some kind of way. So I can't be, oh, I want you to write a poem about bikes. And I'm supposed to just like get excited about that. And so I don't know how to do that. So something has to move me. So I've written about Ferguson. I've written about Mike Brown being killed. I've written for Sandra Bland. I've written for the children of Chicago. I've written about the children of Detroit. You know, I write about being a woman. I write about children. I write about Black Lives Mattering. I write about politics, about, you know, I have a lot of opinions about the world and politics and how I feel about certain things. And so I write about those things. And I write things to celebrate people who are under-celebrated. You know, I have a haiku on It Ain't Like We Don't. It's a homage to Etta James that's on the album. It's a blues haiku. It's what I called it. And Paris James is playing slide guitar. But it's about how we don't honor the people that inspire us the most when they're here. So that's very important to me. Like, women's voices are under-recognized, and, you know, they take everything out of artists while we're here. And then, you know, you don't give them the accolades truly while they're alive, so they can, you know, pay their rent and take care of their children and have happy lives while they're creating this work that you like to, you know, listen to and be inspired by. You know, we shouldn't have to die in order to get a recognition, you know, oh, she was, you know, but, you know, we are and we is. And so I like, you know, writing about that, but I have to be moved. It can't, you know, I don't really, write in that kind of way where it's kind of mechanical. It's not going to be a good poem anyway.
Right. Well, so what's next for you with this album behind you? Is there a new project on the horizon, or are you just basking right now?
I'm always working on something. I am busy with just getting people to know about Black Tea and getting the sales up. We want people to, you know, download it on iTunes and on Amazon and order it. They can order it from jessicakiermore.com or qualityclub.com. We have the vinyl and the CD there, and we even have mugs. So, I mean, of course, busy with that, but it's just with me. I have a Afrofuturistic, really experimental contemporary ballet that's going to go up at Spelman in 2016. So it's a Detroit techno ballet that I've written. And Akuka Dogo, who's an amazing director, is the scholar in residence at Spelman. And so we're going to put that back up in 2016. We did last year as a workshop, and it went really well. And so I'm excited about that. I'm working on my first book of essays, Literary Apartheid. So that's coming, and trying to push out a memoir, you know, in 2016 as well. And so I'm busy writing, and I'm working on another album. I've already started I'm a couple songs into the next music project, but I am basking a bit in this one. And love this music, and so many people haven't heard it yet, and so getting the band on the road a little bit more is, you know, my focus, just trying to get us in front of as many people as possible. I mean, last night at the Blue Note, you know, I had people from Colombia, from Italy, you know, all over the place, Brazil, you know, just kissing me and hugging me, and some of them couldn't speak English, but they really were connecting with this music. And so, you know, hoping to get it out of the country and in front of more stages. And so that's in bigger audiences. So that's always the focus. But I'm always writing, for sure. And there's some publishing that's going to happen. You know, I've started More Black Press in 1997. And so there's a couple poets that I'm hoping to put out. I've been I've been trying to get Ursula Rucker to give me her manuscript for many years now, and so I'm working on that with my sister, who's the beautiful voice on all the Roots records, but has never published a full collection of her poetry. So I've been talking to her about me publishing her work. And there's another poet named Brad Walron, who's a wonderful poet out of New York City. And I have his manuscript now, so I'm looking at that. And I'm also doing a major anthology called Call Our Names, which is narratives and stories and poems around the 90s poetry and hip-hop scene in New York City, which is a real pivotal time for my life and many poets and writers who are working today. And so there hasn't been like a comprehensive anthology that connects my work to the other visual artists and MCs and poets and activists that were here in the 90s. And a lot of us are still very much connected, but that was a real special time. And so I want to create an anthology piece that can be taught easily in the school system so people can teach us. A lot of these professors, they're teaching hip hop, and they're teaching hip hop, but they leave out of the poets a lot of times. They hit the poets of the hip hop generation, So they know how to teach hip hop, but they don't know how to teach the other genres of artists who are around, and contributed to hip hop culture, but just weren't MCs necessarily or DJs. And so I want to highlight some of that and put it in some kind of historical context. And so that's going to happen at some point. So I'm always busy, with writing, and I do want the publishing house to continue to stay afloat. So we're going to do a campaign to raise money for more Black press to keep our books in print. I'm just haven't given into digital all the way yet. So I'm old school. I still like books in my hand,
That's great. Well, I love the album. It just sounds wonderful, and I'm very excited about it and excited to know that you're working on more poetry with music.
Yes.
I hope to hear much more from you in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for playing the music, because I need people to play the music.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time, Jessica Caremore, to speak with us here on Upfront Soul, and I wish you all the best as you continue to spread the word about this wonderful new album, Black Tea, The Legend of Jesse James.
It should be called The Lesson of Jesse James. It might be the better title, to be honest, but cause there's so many lessons I've learned along the way. But yes, thank you so much for playing it. Really, it means a lot. And if you could send me the link, I'd love to promote the station and let everybody know where they can hear the songs being played.
Absolutely. And what would you, if you could pick a track that we could go out with, what would you like us to hear?
Oh, wow. Wow. I like Catch Me If You Can. You should play that. It's nice. It's upbeat. Catch Me If You Can is a good one.
Excellent. Well, Jessica Caremore, thank you so much. Look for Black Tea, The Legend of Jesse James. And thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today.
Anytime. Thank you so much for having me.
Big top fantasy. Heart of glass breaking me. Ancestor awaken me. I don't see you taking me. Finish line, don't wait for me. You should smile, joy is free. I see the door, I own the key. Open to the promised land, you promise, man. I understand. So why don't God just hold my hand? I know you feel them in my glands. You call me universe, I am. The creator has a master plan. I see a lot of benefit. Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can. The creator has a master plan. I see a lot of benefit. Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can. I'm running fast. I'm living right. How deep the struggle? How real the fight? I'm a girl in my brightest bright. I like your smile. Your spirit's tight. Battlefield, I keep them tight. Grew up a queens and some light. Poetry was dynamite. Hey, I'm not every day. I could fly a kite. I could write a poem. I could save a life. I could have it all. I could wear my skin. I know where you've been. But you survive it all. Keep moving and breathing and loving like the wind. The little things blow right off of your skin.
They be wandering and wondering. they really, really do. And if you really want it, but you're not me, let me take you to the other side where they get so high, fly so high, free. Come on. Living in the world of my own invention. In the war with poetry is my only weapon. From a hood where diplomacy is a lonely lesson. Where the church is the drug, the high, the only reverend. My introspection is making the bread leaven. It was written in physical graffiti like it's Led Zeppelin. Too many rappers, the truth for now is bedwetting. I slice next to the bone like it's the red wedding. The cream is thinner than the ice, we're just getting on. Way more corporate than radios that they're playing on. Way beyond sellout. You fell out with your lady, huh? She wetter than the force of trying to tap it like Savion. Rhythms, you end up the FDR. The world is spinning too fast, they need to let me off. The end is near and the curtain is coming down too. Catch me if you can while I'm running circles around you.
Hand clap, right now. Radio, don't turn it down. I love the sound, I love the sound. Breaking through the undercloud. I can fly a kite, I can write a poem. I can save a life, I can have it all. I can wear my skin, I know where you've been. The creator has a master plan. If you can, the creator has a master plan. I see a lot of it, fan. Catch me if you can. Catch me.
That was Jessica Kerr Moore, Catch Me If You Can, featuring Talib Kweli from Black Tea, The Legend of Jesse James. Right now, we're going to hear from Malcolm Dobbs, My Babysitting Baby, here on Upfront Soul.
Baby's babysitting and I'm sitting with my babysitting baby. The little baby winks his eye each time I try to kiss my babysitting baby. And when she puts her lips on mine, the little rascal starts to cry.
Hear the baby calling now.
There he goes. Go to sleep. You mustn't peep. Baby's babysitting and I'm sitting with my babysitting baby. Each time my baby starts to bug me, that's the time he starts to bug me and my baby. He raises up his little head and if you say kiss me a stare.
Hear the baby calling now.
There he goes. Go to sleep. You mustn't peep. Kisses that I have out that baby. This little boy's not just party with until the room is possible.
Hear the baby calling now.
There he goes.
Wow.
Go to sleep.
Wow.
You mustn't pee.
Wow.
Let me kiss you.
Oh, gently funky.
Chris Kenner, Fumigate, Funky Broadway. Jimmy McGriff brought us Stump Juice. And we started that set with Malcolm Dobbs, My Baby Sittin' Baby. Sanguine Fromage here, spinning the tunes for you on Upfront Soul. If you'd like to let me know what you'd like to hear, please drop me a line at upfrontsoul@gmail.com. And of course, you can tweet to me at upfrontsoul. Let me know what you'd like to hear, and if I possibly can, I'll get it on for you. Leon's creation now. This is the beginning.
wanna take you to an imaginary land. Something you feel, but you don't understand.
So
named Denmark Vesey had a slave rebellion. And they recognized that he had called his people through the drum. So the drum became outlawed. There was no more drum. Now, the people, bereft of language, of a God they actually knew, and their drum, had no way to talk to each other. So the people had to find another way. They found a thing called ham boning. But we wanted to show you that ham boning is also modern. We are going to ham bone
We Real Cool.
We real cool. We left school.
We lurk late.
We strike straight.
We sing.
We thin gin.
We jazz do.
We die soon.
We die soon.
We die soon.
We die soon.
Yeah, real cool.
We'll be right back.
Right on.
Be a hobo and go with me. From the boat and to the sea. Be a hobo and go with me. From the boat and to the sea. Be a hobo and go with me.
Moondog, the wild and wonderful. Be a hobo. The Sambaholics brought us Samba Batucada. Nikki Giovanni read We Real Cool. And we opened the set with Leon's creation. This is the beginning. Well, this is near the end of Upfront Soul, but we've got time for one more song. Kamasai Washington with The Next Step from his album, The Epic. Thank you. Thomas I. Washington, The Next Step, from his album The Epic. Well, it has been an epic journey of funk, soul, and jazz, and I'm so glad you've joined me. I do hope you'll tune in again next week. In the meantime, remember, if you get knocked down, don't stay down. Get up and get down. Upfront Soul comes to you from Community Radio, WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine.
Play that song called Soul Twist. Play that one called I Know. Don't forget him, Master. I never could do that. Never could. No other song could do that. Not even to your mister. Oh, Mr. DJ. Keep those records playing. Cause I'm having such a good time. I'm out here. Everybody, help me say, having a party. Everybody. On the radio, baby. On the radio. Having a party. Hanging in a. Everybody's swaying. Everybody's dancing to the music. Dancing to the music. On the radio, baby. On the radio. Everybody, one more time. Having some fun. Everybody's swaying. Everybody's going to do that thing. Dancing to the music. Dancing.
Sounds, Sam.
That sounds nice.